Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and on Fridays we talk about business stories. Sacramento's biggest publicly held company, the rocket maker Aerojet, got a new CEO this week, and she started on the same day the company announced that her predecessor is retiring. That's kind of unusual, right? I mean, what's going on there?
It's a little different. You know, to be honest, of course, this company is not very communicative, perhaps in part because it's a defense contractor. So it's really kind of hard to know what to make of this news. But yeah, normally when a CEO of a big company retires, the announcement comes months in advance, so everyone knows nothing's amiss. You know, just recently, for example, Sutter Health and VSP, the health companies, both did that. But on Monday, Aerojet said Scott Seymour was retiring for health reasons, effective immediately. And Eileen Drake, an aerospace exec who just joined the company in March, took over.
Aerojet's been in the news a lot recently because of cost-cutting moves the company started in March. Do you think this has anything to do with that?
You know, it's not clear, but the company certainly is changing very rapidly right now. As you mentioned, it's streamlining to focus more on its core business of making rockets. Part of that is getting rid of the old name. It used to be called GenCorp, which goes back to when it was General Tire many years ago. Another part of that is a deal that became final just this week to sell hundreds of surplus acres near Folsom to developers. And finally, you know, another thing that's sort of waiting in the wings is Aerojet is waiting for results of a NASA investigation that could determine whether the company is going to be blamed for a launch pad explosion last year. So this new CEO has a very full plate, and it's just her first week.
Of course, another big story this week was the defeat of the streetcar measure. Voters in Midtown and downtown Sacramento said no to the measure that would have taxed property owners to help pay for a streetcar line. A lot of people were surprised that this thing was rejected.
I certainly am among them. I was sort of assuming that because so many voters in that part of the city are renters that they would be fine with the plan. The property owners had already signed off on it who would pay the tax. But, you know, I guess I was assuming that most people living along the streetcar route are all sort of millennials enthusiastic about new transit options. But it's a good reminder, really, that voters, particularly in a special election done by mail, are sort of a select group. These are people who, you know, actually take the trouble to vote, and they tend to be cautious. Clearly, the city failed to sell them on this idea.
There was some healthcare news this week. Dignity Health, which owns the local Mercy Hospitals, announced it's acquiring two local physician groups. And we talked before about how hard it is for doctors to stay independent. Is this another example of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for a lot of economic reasons, it's tough for doctors to operate outside of hospitals or very big physician groups now. And two deals happened here. One involves a group of cardiologists, and the other involves a group of neurosurgeons. And you know, these are good deals for Dignity because they give the health system a lot of expertise in those specialties. And they're good for the doctors because it's expensive now to install electronic medical record systems, for example, and keep costs in line if you're not a big outfit.
I got to ask you about those iconic movie theater domes at Arden and Ethan Way coming down this week. Many people probably saw bulldozers starting demolition at the complex. Kind of a sad thing for some people who grew up with those theaters. I remember seeing Star Wars there and Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we talked about this thing before, so it wasn't a surprise that they were coming down. But remind us, what's going to replace those theaters?
Sonia Sorich, who wrote about this for us, mentioned that it was a little bit like a post-apocalyptic movie taking place outside the building. It is sad. It's part of a big redevelopment project for the How About Arden shopping center next door. There was a Motel 6 also nearby that has already been leveled. It's not clear what the end result of this will be. The company's not saying much, but initial plans calls for a new movie complex and revamped shopping with a Nordstrom Rack and a container store. It's a great location, definitely overdue for a makeover.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.